It's Monday, April 4th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Apple's new managed services offering. Arc serves backup loss lessons. The State Department's Cyber Bureau. And serious employee pushback at Activision Blizzard. This is the Business of Tech. Apple has launched in general availability their Apple Business Essentials, and with the launch comes final released pricing. The subscription includes IT services with a rate starting at $2.99 a month, covering one device, and tiers up from there. A new business tier is available of Apple Care Plus hardware coverage with 24/7 support and the ability to call an Apple-trained tech on-site in as little as 4 hours. Enrollment of devices includes software installations, and the portal can be connected to single sign-on systems. Each package that consists of the service component comes with 2 repair credits, which companies can use to get service without the employee or the customer swipe of a credit card. Customers can pool these credits as they aren't necessarily associated with the individual account. Why do we care? Fully admit that as I was researching this, I was picking in the head the option that made sense for my business. As a small business owner who runs on a Mac, this had instant appeal. And thus why we care. Thinking like a customer, Apple offering direct service makes much sense for many customers. And before many of you are dismissive of this, all of those Mac, and particularly iOS users, are among the wealthiest cohort of the population. Who would want to buy service direct from the vendor? IT services just got commoditized by Apple in the SMB. Argue me all you want, but as a buyer, I'm considering it. And I believe in IT services. I'd still like strategic assistance from a technologist, but buying from the vendor on this makes some serious sense. What happens when Microsoft gets jealous? And a tale of three companies. First, several StorageCraft data protection services have failed, causing affected companies to lose their cloud backups. During a migration from their own data centers to Google Cloud, a user error caused the data loss. Per CRN, the root cause analysis is not complete, and most partners are now reseeding their data. ArcServe owns StorageCraft, and customers of their other products are not affected. Second, vulnerabilities in the Wyze CAM have been revealed that indicate, for the past 3 years, a vulnerability in its home security cameras could have theoretically let hackers access video feeds over the internet. Bitdefender had found the issue and warned the company. Rather than fix it, Wyze discontinued the product and fixed it in new versions. Finally, you may have caught the news that Apple and Meta both handed over user data to hackers who faked emergency data request orders typically sent by law enforcement. That according to a report by Bloomberg. Both companies fell for the phony requests and provided information about users' IP addresses, phone numbers, and home addresses. Why do we care? Besides those who tactically care about those particular vulnerabilities or the loss of the backup history, the more significant reason to care is disclosures. In each of these three, there are examples of how to communicate with your customers. ArcServe has arguably the most disastrous specific issue, and they're the most transparent. It's important to note that primary data wasn't lost. This situation introduces significant risk to their customers, and to their credit, they are owning the problem. Compare that with Wyze, who buried the issue and never revealed the extent of the vulnerability. So now, who do you want to be? Today is the first day of operations for the new Cyber Bureau at the State Department. More than 60 staffers are there now from cyber coordination and international communications offices, and the State Department plans to add 30 new positions in the Bureau this year. While covering this, let's note that this is likely not the only move. The administration is reviewing a policy from the previous administration that allows the DoD and U.S. Cyber Command to authorize cyber operations without White House approval. Why do we care? One hopes that actual diplomats spending time on the impact of the United States will make a difference. This group has a lot to do very quickly, but we've gone from nothing organized to something specifically focused on it. That's significant, and it's why we care. I'm sure I will cover more return to work stories this week, but this one gets its own segment. Activision Blizzard has made a U-turn and decided to leave COVID-19 vaccine mandates down to individual offices rather than changing its policy across the board. This after employees announced a walkout due to the lifting of the vaccine requirement, then demanding an immediate reversal, that remote work should be offered as a permanent solution, and each employee should decide to work remote or in office. Why do we care? This is precisely what I expect to start happening. Employers that push too far from where their employees are will get pushback really fast. As a business leader, don't think you can just declare what you want work to look like going forward. Get too far ahead of yourself, and you'll have a mutiny. In this case, one unpopular change led to a litany of demands. I do not expect this to be the last. Did you know Cisco helps manage services providers directly? Know about the Cisco Partner Program? Focused on helping partners combine managed services expertise and service creation with innovative Cisco technology and proven go-to-market resources, there's a program option for you. With provider pricing, MDF, and marketing resources, coupled with Cisco's leading technologies, including Meraki, Duo, and Umbrella, learn more with the link right in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Lots of new subscribers recently. Thank you for joining us. Look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note at dave@mspradio.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.